Didn't hear you move.
That's right. Come at Reserve Division, having made Coxon, and then right from 47 right to 61 when I retired, 61 or 62, whatever. But back in from 1950 to 54, I came back in RCN during the Korean War. And geez, I don't know why I really came, what the reason for coming back, but again, I was working in dockyard and ships were going to sea, and I don't know, I just felt that I had to be part of it.
So you just signed on, you were activated into RCN again?
That's right.
And you stayed this way until 1961, 62, until you retired?
Yeah.
Off and on between reserves and militia. You mentioned before that you, I guess, did yourself out of a pension.
Yeah.
What's the business here? Because of your reserve status versus your Royal Canadian Navy status, or what's the deal?
Well, I was working in the dockyard from 45 till 50 when the Korean War broke out and I re-entered. Well, that period of time, 5 years, now, I lost that completely. I spent some more time. The 4 years that I spent in the Navy during that period of time, when I applied for it, they wouldn't allow me to buy it back. So pay for it. So I lost 9 complete years, really, off my pensionable time. It didn't make that much difference in one way, and then the other way, I was quite bitter about it because it was promised, you know. Actually, they asked me to come back in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were very short of people at that time.
You had the experience, I guess.
Well, as I say, I went recruiting. This is how the person who was recruiting went, was permanent. So he went into ships, and somebody had to take his spot, and I was available, sort of thing. Or could be made available.
You don't feel that bitter about it, though?
Oh, no, not now, no. I did at the time. I did at the time. You know, I said, the Navy looks after his own, and always does. And I thought, well, geez, you know, here I've lost 9 years of pensionable time, and I didn't know whether I was going to be able to make it up or not, you know. But it worked out. I'm quite contented. I'm making enough. You know, maybe my pension could be another $400 or $500 higher than it is, or maybe $1,000 a year or something like that, but this don't make that much difference to me. I don't need it.
That's very good. Now, I know you're actively involved in the Chiefs and Petty Officers Association, Royal Canadian Navy. How did you feel when unification of the forces came about?
Well, I think I felt as all servicemen did in all the three forces that it wouldn't work, wasn't a good thing. It would do more harm than good. Simple as that.
Have your worst fears been realized?
To a point. Not completely. I don't think it's as bad as I thought it would be, but all three forces have lost. I think the spirit of the thing, I think it's a morale problem, maybe not quite the way to put it, but in the old days when you had tradition of your force, whatever, behind you, this was almost a kind of a bolster to your the problems you're on. You run into a tough problem, said, well, we've always been able to work it out. But today you haven't got that anymore. You haven't got nothing behind you, eh? Nothing to back you up, sort of thing. In the old days, you had tradition to back you up. You have nothing else. And it was a big thing. To me today, you haven't got this. And I don't know. The young man, he's a hell of a lot more brilliant, I think, and better trained maybe than we were. But I don't think he's got as much will to get on with it as we had. I think where he may have gained a great deal in one sense, I think he's lost in the other. Now, I can't speak from experience, I don't know. But I just feel that from the young men I know in the service, I don't think that they've got the will to get on with it. We did. We had to put up with so much. And they've got very little to put up with in comparison, I think. It's my own opinion, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
See, these things have never come up out in the open until in times of stress. If a war broke out tomorrow, you would see then whether this year is what I'm saying is has any truth to it or any bearing whatsoever. I don't know. I don't know. It's always the lot of the old person to look down on the young one anyway, and this is always
yeah,
was.
Yeah, well, that's quite true, too.
This is always was, and it always will be, I think. Possibly the old-timer, when the war broke out, they had their misgivings whether we'd do the job or not. You know, I don't know, but there's, you know, this could be,
I think you're... You hit it right there, sir. I think you're, what's the word, perceptive. I think a lot of people don't take into account that. Your association, the retired, it's called the Chiefs and Petty Officers
Association, right.
Royal Canadian Navy.
Right.
You spend a lot of time working in community affairs and things like that.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And how is your... Are you losing a lot of members now, which is natural attrition, or?
No, as a matter of fact, we're building. We're increasing, I would say, maybe 20% a year. We're just under the 600 mark now, and I figure by December we'll be around 700. But we're increasing all the time.
And you're incorporating the young fellows from the forces now?
Oh, yes. They're coming into us and making very good people.
Well,
the big our strongest point is the fact we can't offer anybody anything at all outside of comradeship or old ships, as we call it, people have served in the common interest, and you know, but this is the only thing other than putting you to work doing something for the community. That's the only thing we offer.
That's very good. Well, I think we're about done, and I'd like to thank you very much for the time. And
that's been quite interesting. As I say, sometime I'd like to hear this. I don't think that, like you're, I can think of hundreds or at least dozens and dozens of people that maybe make a hell of a lot better job than I can do on this particular same thing. But as I say, I found it interesting, and
I think it's been most informative. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.